You talked a lot about the punk movement, and I mean, in particular, there was the Pistols coming to Manchester and being invited by the Buzzcocks as an important as a moment that you know, you started gelling together. But how come you ended up sounding like Joy Division rather than every other punk band on the circuit?
Well, that has to be the art, doesn't it? And I suppose in a funny way, it's a combination of talent, skill, chemistry, luck. It's so many different things that end up defining you. I mean, you know, literally the three of us would play and Ian would pick out the bits that sounded great. And we used to rely on him, like a conductor in an orchestra, for telling us what sounded good. And this was the problem we had when we got to New Orleans. Lost such a vital part of your creative process, which was him being the arbiter, that it became very difficult. And he would, you know, when I played high, it was Ian that seized on it and said, "That sounds really different, that sounds really good, play high, keep doing that, keep doing that." And he turned to Steve and said, "Play those jungle drums, Steve, play those jungle drums." And he turned to Bernard, "Bernard, put some lead guitar over that." And then, boom, you know, you actually had Joy Division. And it sounds simple and actually quite glib, maybe, but that was how it was, because you didn't have a record. You didn't have a recorder, the way that we take for granted everything, recording everything these days. That was impossible then. And literally, what I loved was that the only time the Joy Division's music lived was when the four of us